This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. A state nonprofit organization is making it easier for people like you to share your thoughts on bills at the Statehouse. Citizens Count Live Free or Die Alliance has launched what it's calling the Citizen Voices campaign, which creates online discussions of issues and then summarizes those discussions in testimony before the legislature. Joining me now to talk about Citizen Voices is Jacqueline Benson, the editor of the nonprofit who manages this project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Peter.
So how is this initiative supposed to work?
So the idea is that participating in government is not easy for people. It's hard sometimes to know what's even happening at the Statehouse, when hearings are scheduled, and finding time to actually go up there and weigh in and have your say isn't something that necessarily a lot of people can do. You take off time on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning to go to Concord. So what we're trying to do is bring the hearing to you where people are, which is on social media. We post questions every day on our Facebook page related to policy issues, either bills that are being considered in the House or Senate or other sort of more hypothetical questions. And we ask people to give their opinion. Come, say yes, say no, talk, debate, discuss. And we then take that whole discussion. We analyze it. We break down pro and con arguments that people are making and give kind of a rough picture of where opinion was trending on this. And we create a report that we then go in person to Concord and we present it at the hearing on this legislation, if it's related to a bill, or if it's a more general policy issue, we'll email legislators, special interest groups, government, other government departments, and basically make sure that they know what people are really thinking, that we give them your voices. And the whole discussion is included with that report. So everybody's words are actually there in the Statehouse record for this bill. So you basically get to give your testimony without leaving your house.
Can you give an example of an issue and how the discussion went?
We did one recently on an issue that I personally thought was really fascinating, which was this question of delaying elections. So earlier this month, we had a snowstorm hit on town meeting day, and there were 73 towns in New Hampshire that decided to postpone their elections. And state law in this arguably is fuzzy. And there was a move in the legislature to ratify these elections. A couple of the Democratic senators submitted a late bill that would have said that the legislature says this is okay, that we delayed this. So we asked people what they thought. We put a question up, do you think that towns should be allowed to delay elections in cases of inclement weather? And the opinion was strongly in favor of allowing towns to do this. We had a few hundred people that weighed in. So we took that conversation and we wrote up our report and we submitted it. And in that case, we did it via email because the hearing was scheduled too fast for us to get there in person. But we sent it and emailed it to the full Senate so that all of them were aware of what people thought of this issue before they cast their vote.
Mm-hmm. In general, how long do people have to make their comments before you close the discussion and start your analysis?
We try not to close it till the discussion is over. The only cases where we'll stop before people stop talking is if there's a hearing that's scheduled and it's like, we got to do it right away. And in that case, we'll put the date right up there in the question so people know if their opinion's going to make the cut or not. But most of the time, we try to ask the questions far enough ahead that the conversation can go on for as long as it needs to. So we have a question that's up there right now on marijuana decriminalization, and that's been a huge popular issue for people that still hasn't been settled, that there's still some action left in the legislature on that. And that question's been ongoing for, I think, about a week now, and people are still responding. And, you know, so we keep that rolling until the fat lady sings, basically.
Mm-hmm. So how representative do you think online discussions are of how all people in New Hampshire feel about a particular issue?
So this is the crux of it. Now, it's important to note that we aren't presenting this as a poll because we're not trying to create a scientific sample. Because of Facebook and the way its algorithm works, you know, we don't have control over who sees these questions and who responds. And we don't want to, because the idea here is that we're trying to throw open a door that as many people as possible can walk through. But for the sake of curiosity, we have done some work calibrating what we end up seeing in the discussions with what some of the polls see. And we find that the results are pretty comparable. So, you know, we'll have anywhere from 200 to 2,000 people who will weigh in on a question. And there is, I think, a pretty good cross-section of New Hampshire's population and of our political opinions that do come through in those discussions.
Have lawmakers given any indication that they find this kind of testimony helpful?
We've gotten some really great feedback from people in both branches, and some of them have questions about our methodology, and we've been able to answer that. We try to provide them with a lot of background information so that they can really see where this is all coming from. But I would say that in general, they've been really enthusiastic and find it interesting and useful what we're doing.
Well, Jacqueline Benson, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
That's Jacqueline Benson. She's editor with Citizens Count, Live for Your Die Alliance, and manager of the Citizen Voices campaign. And you can find a link to their website at our website, nhpr.org.